How the way we end our conversations leads to confusion or action. There's a right and wrong way to conclude our conversations with our coworkers. I'm Josh Mitchell. Have you ever worked with someone who uses confusion and complexity and avoids action? Instead of figuring out the next thing to do, they talk about how big a problem is. Instead of taking action, they freeze. I had a work colleague that used this tactic. In critical conversation, she would talk at length about many different angles of an issue. She would discuss the tensions that caused a particular problem, but rarely ever reached a solution. She would conclude these unproductive conversations with her signature phrase, "Yeah, isn't this complicated?" Yeah, isn't this complicated is a way of saying this situation is overwhelming. I don't know what to do. It's a way of saying the work we are doing takes effort, but I don't want to do anything. Instead of figuring out an action plan and doing stuff, yeah, it's complicated is a way of avoiding movement. Avoiding movement is safe. No action buys us time. We don't have to face tensions and people and do difficult emotional work of deciding. So here's how we move toward action, how to end conversations with helpful phrases. Instead of leaving a conversation confused, we should seek clarity. I really like Brené Brown's phrase, "Clear is kind, unclear is unkind." We must define and create projects, not complain about problems. We can organize our projects by deciding who owns it, deciding who's going to take the next step, and by when. It takes a little more effort, but the end result is much better. Here are some helpful questions that may help you end conversations toward clarity. Number one, who owns this? Two, how will we know if this is a success? Three, what does success look like to you? Four, how can I help? Five, what do you want me to do? This was how the way we end conversations leads to confusion or action. There's a right and wrong way to conclude a conversation with your coworkers. My name is Josh Mitchell. If you enjoyed reading this or listening to it, I would just ask that you share it with somebody that needs to hear it.